We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartEight.org. Thank you for your support. StartEight, April 2nd. For a lot of skywatching, it's all about the angles. That's the case now for the planet Mercury. It's in good view in the early evening, low in the west as twilight fades. It looks like a bright star, far below much brighter Venus, the evening star. Mercury is the closest planet to the Sun, while Earth is the third planet out. That means Mercury's orbit is entirely inside our own, so Mercury never moves very far from the Sun as viewed from Earth. At its best, it can be visible for a short time after sunset or before sunrise. This is one of those at-its-best times. Over the next couple of weeks, the angle between Mercury and the Sun will offer a good view. Mercury will actually climb a little farther from the Sun over that period, providing a few extra minutes to watch it. On the other hand, it'll get fainter, the result of the change in its phase, like phases of the Moon. The planet is moving closer to us. On April 11th, when it appears farthest from the Sun, it'll be about 20 million miles closer to Earth than it is tonight. On the other hand, sunlight will illuminate a much smaller fraction of the hemisphere facing our way. Tonight, about 3/4 of that side is in sunlight, but by the 11th, only about a third will be lit up. When you put the numbers together, Mercury will be less than half as bright than it is tonight, but still a nice target in the evening twilight. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in StartEight magazine. Details at StartEight.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.